We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Duke's a great professional. You know, he's been here for a couple of days now. He's been working. He's been trying to learn the offense. So, we're excited about Duke.
Tim Kelly on Duke Johnson, newest Houston Texan, traded for last week. The Duke, third round pick, John McClain, NFL Hall of Famer, joining us as he does every Tuesday. Too steep of a price for a backup running back, yay or nay?
No, not too steep. It's what he was taken for when he came in. They're going to have two compensatory picks in the third round. I thought it was a great deal. You've got to give to get. He's exactly what they wanted. He can play in a slot. I think QT may not be there for the start of the season, and he can play in a slot like DeAndre Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And he averaged 5 yards a carry. He's averaged over 9 yards a catch, which has got to be among the most in the league, especially for a guy that catches that much. So I thought it was a heck of a deal. If they got it, it's for a four. It'll be a three if he's active for 10 games.
Right. 44% is what keeps rolling around in my head when it comes to Duke Johnson, John. 44% of the time he touches the ball, he's going to get a first down or a touchdown, and that's exactly what Bill O'Brien loves.
Isn't it amazing? I saw it when I was when they made the deal, and I saw a stat scrolling on ESPN of guys who had touched the ball as a runner and receiver X number of times, he averaged the most yards. And the Cleveland people, when the trade was made, I called two friends of mine who work in the organization, and then two longtime people that have covered him, Tony Grossi and Pat McManaman, sent me texts talking about you're going to love Duke. He's a pro's pro. He works his tail off. So what if he has to be traded when they brought in Kareem Hunt? And he said, you're going to love the guy. He said he's tough. He said all he went through getting pulverized while they were bad, and he's 25 years old. So – and then people in the organization said the same thing. He works his tail off. Now, they got to be extra cautious about bringing him back because the hamstring cost him 9 games. And there was speculation of people not in the Cleveland media because they know him. Oh, he's jaking it because he wants to be traded, which was absolutely ridiculous. And I can't wait till he's healthy and can watch him. All the coaches, Danny Barrett, running backs coach, was talking about him. Tim Kelly, the coordinator. Bill O'Brien, because he can line up wide, he can line up in the slot, he can line up at running back, and he's not just going to be an obvious passing situation back.
Mm-hmm.
He will spell Lamar Miller. The key is, how is he as a blocker? Because Miller's really good at it, and he gets beaten up doing it.
I've heard and I've seen people say he's just average. He's Lamar Miller.
I wonder if Cleveland, how much they required him to do that. If they had to spend as much time on blitz pickup as the Texans do because poor play by the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to know till we see, but he gives Deshaun Watson another weapon.
Right. And that hamstring, would you expect him to be involved this week or next week?
I can't imagine he'd be involved this week. If you've missed 9 in a row, then that means you've got one that's bad. And so everything he's doing now is mental.
Mm-hmm.
And they got him out there for walkthroughs. Could they use him in the third game against the Cowboys? Don't know. I got a feeling if they don't, we're not going to see him till the New Orleans game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can have him in practice.
He's got to get some reps.
I don't think he would play in that last game against the Rams with all the scrubs. Maybe I'm wrong.
What about Kiki QT? Because Duke Johnson, I thought the trade was good just because you needed running backs. You also added some insurance for, you know, if Kiki's hobbled again. How serious is that injury for Kiki QT, and are we going to see him in New Orleans?
No, I'll be surprised just based on how long it took him last year. It's an ankle sprain.
You'll be surprised if he's in the opener?
He's there, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because he had an ankle sprain. I mean, yeah, he has an ankle sprain, and last year he struggled coming back and forth with a hamstring injury. And it's so strange because he didn't miss a practice at Tech, much less a game. He's been hurt twice already. And they got to do whatever it takes to make sure he doesn't have a recurrence with his ankle of what he had with the hamstring. Come back, hurt it again. Come back, hurt it again. If it's a high ankle sprain, he's going to have to play with it. And if that's the case,
it'll affect him all year.
For a guy that is being asked to make quick cuts and explode out of those cuts, that's one of the worst things you could have happen to you.
Oh, wow. John McClain talking about Kiki QT said he would be surprised if he saw him in New Orleans. Stay tuned, though. It's always uncertain.
New Orleans.
We have less than four weeks. Yeah. We have exactly 27 days, but nobody's counting.
And maybe he'll be back. I don't know, but I'll just be surprised because ankle injuries don't just heal overnight.
It's crazy. Other news in the NFL, we're talking about Duke Johnson and whether he was worth a third-round pick. John McClain said yes to that. The big news yesterday, it started a media-type battle. Dak Prescott, the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, they've been talking about a new deal. Jane Slater of the NFL Network said that she was told that Dak turned down $30 million a year. He wants $40 million, to which led to Mike Florio and Chris Mortensen, among others, saying that was absolutely false.
Who actually covers the team on a daily basis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what did you make of these rumors, and what do you think Dak Prescott's value is?
Well, first of all, he's not a top-5 quarterback. He might not even be a top-10 quarterback, but he's got to get what he can get. He also realizes he's got to realize, you know, they can franchise him. Is this the last year of his contract, or is it one more?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he has one. He has one more year.
So this is his fourth year.
This is his fourth year, and he was a fourth round pick.
Okay, so they can franchise him and pay him a lot of money, but it doesn't matter what you ask for now. It doesn't matter what is leaked to the media. It doesn't matter what reports are off. The guy I trust the most is Clarence Hill, and he's been reporting since 2 weeks ago that what they've offered him. And that I'm sure it's somewhere in the middle. If he turned down 30, then, you know, there's no way he would turn down $35 million a year. If he does, he needs a new agent.
Well, between the two of them, you can get $55 million on two players with Elliott and Dak. I mean,
Elliott, they can control for four more years, two more years left on his contract, then franchise 2 years. And if he holds out, he still owes him 2 years. So, and he's not going to get big bucks. Quarterbacks get the big bucks. Running backs don't. If he could get $10 million a year and they make him highest paid over Todd Gurley, he ought to be all over it.
I'm not going to say that the Texans and Cowboys are built the same, but I will say, you know, the Cowboys are in kind of a tough spot because you know this. They've done a damn good job the last 5 years or whatever of building a very good roster. And part of the reason they've been able to do that is because they had these rookie guys like Zeke Elliott and Dak Prescott on their rookie deals. And I know the Texans have Deshaun Watson, and I'm not saying Deshaun Watson and Dak Prescott are in the same class, but you got to think, you know, when this happens, it could potentially blow up all the progress the Cowboys have made because players are going to start leaving slowly and slowly. Lyle Collins, the right tackle, is a free agent next year. So is you got to make a decision on Byron Jones, a Pro Bowl cornerback. Is this kind of like just a warning sign for the Texans that you got to take advantage of the situations where you're paying your quarterback rookie money?
No, because look at the quarterbacks. Russell Wilson got a big contract and played great, and they went to the playoffs. And, you know, Rodgers got it and didn't go to the playoffs because he doesn't have a lot of talent around him. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing about paying a quarterback hamstrings you, it doesn't anymore. The cap, you know, if you know what you're doing, you can get players. Cowboys' problems, they invested so heavily in their offensive line. When they signed Tyron Smith, that was a big extension. When they signed Zach Martin, that
Travis
was a
Frederick.
Big extension. And so they invested heavily, and that's good. But today you invest in your quarterback and who protects him, who catches it, who covers those guys that catch it. And that's where you got to start. Interior linemen, sorry. You know, and running backs, you know, sorry on that too, but you'd think those guys would be realistic. I don't know what Elliott will do, but the fact that they got him by the footballs for four more years, his agent needs to say, Zeke, you know, this is the deal, and I think it's the best you're going to get. Jerry Jones has always paid players. He's found a way to get deals done, but I don't think that Zeke Elliott's not going to get a contract where we go, wow, he's going to get a contract. We go, boy, running backs are really
some people
deep
there
value.
Think it's more the agent telling Zeke to do this
well,
than
I think,
it is Zeke.
I think could there's. Be. I mentioned this to you could once, be. John, and I know I mentioned it to Landry. I think there's an organized coup of sorts by the agents and running backs because they know they've been, for what they're being paid, they're producing a lot more than the average NFL player. And more NFL running backs and their agents are fighting this. I don't know to what degree they're going to have success, but it's clear they're sending a message to the NFL.
Well, they are, and the NFL is going to send a message to them. You know, you look at Gurley, highest paid, $48 million guaranteed. Now he's got a knee issue. And you look at a guy like Kareem Hunt, third-round pick. Alvin Kamara, third-round pick. James Conner, third-round pick. You can get backs. But the thing is, you better take care of your quarterback.
John McClain, NFL Hall of Famer, spitting that fire. One more segment with McClain. It's the world-famous one. You know you were ready for this. John McClain leg hiking special edition, the cut edition. We're going to be cutting players and seeing if the general agrees next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.